Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. B'chol yom tar menes ha-mezbeach b'kriyas ha-gever or samachlo. Every day of the year, they would do what's called the trumas hadeshen. That's removing of a little bit of ashes from the pyre on the mezbeach. And they would take those ashes from yesterday's burning of the olos and put it at next to the mezbeach on the right-hand side, on the eastern side, on the floor over there. It's the right if you're facing looking up the ramp towards the mezbeach. Now, this is not to be confused, please, with the hotzas hadeshen, the removal of the ashes. From time to time, according to Rambam, every day, they remove the excess ashes from the top of the mezbeach to make room for new things. That's not what we're talking about over here. What we're talking about over here, the trumas hadeshen is a mitzvah from the Torah. The pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, V'harim es hadeshen, asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola, ala mezbeach, v'samo etzel mezbeach. You will lift up, truma lashon means like to elevate something, a little bit of the ashes from yesterday that were consumed on the fire, from the ola offering on the mizbeach, on the altar, and you'll put it beside the altar itself. So this is an avodah all to itself. We'll learn more about that also in a moment. The point is, it happened every day, and the normal time for doing it was close to the time of Kriyas HaGever. Now, Kriyas HaGever, it's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rav and Rav Shila. According to Rav, we're talking about the Gever as a person, a crier. If you recall, we had in the fifth parak of Maseches Shkalim, we talked about how there was this fellow named Gavini, who was the crows. He was the crier who'd wake them up. So according to Rav, we're talking about a person who wake people up. According to Rav Shila, it is the rooster, which is crowing. And there's actually Machlokas Rishonim separately when this was. According to Rashi, it's a little before Alos HaShachar, first light. According to Rambam, it's a little bit after Alos HaShachar. But at all events, the Mishnah itself says they would do the Trumas Hadeshen at Kriyas HaGever or Samachlo around that time. So in any case, around the time of Alos HaShachar, let's call that 72 minutes before the sunrise, that's when they do Trumas Hadeshen normally. Bein Lefana, Bein LaAchrav, whether a little before, a little after the Kriyas HaGever. But B'Yom Kippurim Mechatzos, on Yom Kippur, they already did the Trumas Hadeshen from midnight. That is, yeah. Now, there's a machlokas I told you before in the previous Mishnah, whether the Kohen Gadol had to do it, because the Kohen Gadol had to do all the avodas that were done on Yom Kippur. There's a machlokas in Rishonim, if avoda done at night, like the Trumas Hadeshen, counts as one of the avodas the Kohen Gadol must do. So either he did it, or other Kohanim did it. At all events, the reason why we're doing it at night, at midnight, is according to the Bartanur, we want to give the Kohen Gadol time to rest. Again, we're concerned that he's going to run out of energy. Remember, he's fasting and doing a lot of work today, so we want to space out his work. According to the Pshat that other Kohanim are doing it, still, we need to make sure that the Kohen Gadol can start immediately at Alos HaShachar with his avoda of the Shechitas HaTamid, etc. Because it's going to be a long day, and he's fasting, etc. Now, part of the Trumas HaDeshen is to also go to the ashes there and make sure that all of the meat that was offered yesterday is fully burned. So what could happen to me is the fire might have died down, some meat might not get burned, and you have to sort of stir the coals and move things around to make sure that the rest of the meat from yesterday gets burned as well. So that could delay things. Therefore, we're going to make sure this happens early so we're sure we're ready to go with the shechita, the slaughtering of the tamid shel shachar, the morning daily offering, come Alos HaShachar. The Mishnah continues and says, Uvragalim, on the Gimel Regalim, the three pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Ma'ashmura HaRishona, from the first watch. Now, this is referring to the fact that the night is divided into three, let's call them celestial watches, when the Malachim change guard. Each one has their own third of the night to sing their songs, do their praise, and what this really means is that there's different Hanhagas, the way in which Hashem interacts with the world is different through different parts of the evening, nighttime. So the first third of the night is called the Ashmura Rishona. That is, if you imagine that the night starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m., so then Chatzos, midnight, will be at 12 midnight. But the end of the first Ashmura would be, say, at 10 p.m., 4 hours into the night, the third of the night. So already by the third of the night, we're already doing the Trumas Hadeshen, if we're talking about one of the Regalim, because we want it to be ready for the A, to the crowd should be impressed. We should have a nice big tapuach. We want to arrange things so there's a big mound of ashes in the middle of the altar so that the people come, they'll be impressed and see how active our mizbeach is. And also, we have so many korbanos to bring on Yom Tov because every single Jew who shows up has to bring olos ru'iyah, shalom mechagiga. It's a busy time, busy season, and therefore we want to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash is ready to go, come the earliest possible time to do the Shechita of the Tamid at the Los Hashachar, and therefore we get things done really early, and then people will be impressed when they come. V'lo haisa kriyas agever magas. By the time that kriyas agever arrives, again, say machlokas, it wouldn't happen on the regalim, ad shehaisa azara malea miYisrael, until there are Jews filling up the azara, the temple courtyard, because they want to see the activities, and they want to bring their korbanos. So we want to have everything ahead, ready long ahead of time for them on the regalim.